Hello dear friends, have you ever done a massive puzzle? When you start, pieces are everywhere with no obvious purpose or position. It's not until you sort things out that you can start to gain perspective on how it all fits together. The prophetic often reminds me of a puzzle. God has a big picture in his heart. He knows what he has to work with. He knows the story of our lives. He knows what He has called us to be. He has gone before us. Sometimes, when we can't see where we are going or how situations will unfold, He reveals His heart through the prophetic, which adds color and new dimensions to our perspective. He uses the prophetic to enable us to align with His perspective and develop part of the picture one piece at a time. Trusting Him with the big picture can be easier said than done. Often we try to figure it all out. We try to fit our personal words together to see how they are going to connect. We can often get disappointed in our futile efforts and unmet expectations. It is not our job to make sure everything fits together. We don't have to see it all, know the big picture, or have it all together. We simply see in part. In God's job to know everything, He sees the beginning, the end, and all the in-betweens. He takes what we think is unclear or useless and He molds it into a stunning whole. God is our master painter. He is outworking His workmanship in our life. We all are on a journey. We have the privilege of being encouraged and to encourage, to strengthen and to be strengthened, to comfort and to be comforted. Each piece of our life and calling may not make sense right now, or you may not have a clue how God can take what you have to offer and make something beautiful. Allow Him to speak into your heart today and know that He treasures the puzzle pieces of your life and that He is faithful to complete the good work He has started. He is the master potter, and you are the clay. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away." May God bless you with this thought.